SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Like many areas of STEM, women's representation in the field of astronomy remains historically low. Over the past 5 years, an Australian company has made it their mission to achieve gender parity, with 50% of its workforce now identifying as female. The Australian Research Council Centre for All Sky Astrophysics in Three Dimensions, or Astro 3D, is a $40 million research centre for excellence funded by the government, operating for a period of 7 years until June 2024. Researchers at the centre seek to understand the evolution of light, matter and the elements from the Big Bang to the present. Astro 3D's Chief Operating Officer Ingrid McCarthy says bridging the gender gap has been a goal of theirs since the centre's inception in 2017.
I know initially, I think when Lisa first broached the idea of achieving this within the lifetime of the centre, it was some eyebrows raised on whether it could be achieved.
Initially, 38% of Astro 3D employees were women. As of January 2023, women make up 50% at all levels of academia. To achieve this, the centre set diversity targets with regular monitoring, selecting a diverse set of team leaders and requiring in-person diversity training for all members of the organisation. Ms. McCarthy says these initiatives were followed up by specific training, including identifying unconscious bias in hiring practices.
Now, we all have it. We all have these unconscious biases in who we think the best person for a job is going to be. And so by making that explicit and doing in-person training for all centre members, and especially people who are going to be on selection committees, picking our next generation of researchers, bringing those biases to front of mind, becoming aware of them and making sure that we're not bringing our own personal biases into decision making is really, really important.
Astro 3D has since published a paper in Nature Astronomy detailing their evidence-based approach, which draws on sociology and psychology to recruit and retain women in the field. The centre's postdoctoral selection panels comprised 50% women, with a mandate for 50% of shortlisted candidates to be women too. Ms. McCarthy says it's helped foster a more positive culture.
Interestingly, what we've found is once we have over 40% of women leading research teams, then what we found was PhD students who can choose what research they want to do and who they want to work with. Once we had women-led teams, women were much more likely to nominate themselves to do a PhD in that team.
Nalini Joshi is a professor of mathematics at the University of Sydney. At 65 years old, she says she has seen a shift in the number of women joining her field.
I've lived a long time, so I can tell you that when I was younger, I don't think I had any role models, except the ones I read about in books. And they were long gone by the time I became an undergraduate student in mathematics. When I was an undergraduate, I think there was only one lecturer who was a woman in the whole school. The others were called tutors. They were somehow in sort of lesser positions, if you know what I mean.
Professor Joshi says she believes there's more awareness of inequity and the value of diversity in academia today. And while she's noticed more women pursuing mathematics at entry level, she says that increase hasn't translated into long-term change at the top level.
It's actually really discouraging because a lot of people think that the job is done if you attract more women at the entry levels or more women into studying mathematics. But they forget or they elect not to see that there are much more significant, deep undertones that lead to people being pushed out again, even if they are entering in larger numbers.
Astro 3D's seven-year funding will end in June of next year, but the centre's Ingrid McCarthy says many of the women employed will continue to work in academia and other areas of the industry beyond that.
They call it a leaky pipeline. Women are much more likely to not make it to the senior levels of academia because it's of systemic problems. So we make sure that we have a really positive culture in Astro 3D. We have things as well as the hiring guidelines. We have inclusive conference guidelines so that people, women and neurodiverse people, all people can come to our events and feel as if they belong and they're comfortable being their true selves.
Professor Stuart Wythe is the director of the Research School for Astronomy and Astrophysics at the Australian National University. He says he hopes Astro 3D's paper leaves a legacy for other research centres across Australia.
I hope the paper raises awareness that this has been done in an area that's traditionally been regarded as one where it was a very long-term goal to achieve gender equity. So I think the importance of the paper is demonstrating it's been done in a short time frame with a concerted effort and it documents some of the activities that we've taken to do that. But I think underpinning that is a lot of resource that's on the ground, resource that can be applied directly to centres that are existing or ones that will form in the future, or indeed research organisations that are more ongoing in universities and elsewhere.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.